on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon, Dominica. It is time for the afternoon news for today, Friday, April 19, 2024.
Our news.
I am your presenter, Richie Farrell, in the headlines.
Where?
Attorney Joshua Francis opined on Justice Colin Williams's denying bail from jail to accused Jonathan Lehrer and Robert Snyder Jr.
Right on.
Read the alleged murder of Daniel Langwa and Dominic Martin on December 6, 2023. St. Lucia, Antigua and Barbuda, and Grenada jointly occupied third place in the Henley & Partners 2024 Global Citizenship Program Index among some 100 countries.
Local, regional, and global, only on Q95.
And the United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States was not involved in any offensive operation or in any apparent Israeli strike on Iran. Has been repeatedly calling for de-escalation in the Middle East. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
As it
details coming up,
it happens wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.
You've been putting off. Do it today with a loan of up to $20,000 from Quartz Ready Cash. No collateral needed, flexible payment terms, and fast approval. All you need is your ID, proof of address, job letter, payslip, and two references. Visit your nearest Quartz or Ready Cash location today or apply online at Quartz.com. Why wait? Get it done today at Quartz Ready Cash. We are ready when you are.
Conditions apply.
Welcome back. Attorney-at-law Joshua Francis commented on Justice Colin Williams' decision to deny bail from jail to murder accused Jonathan Lehrer and Robert Snyder Jr., who are key suspects in the murder of Daniel Langwa and Dominic Marchand on December 6, 2023. Mr. Francis says this high-profile case must continue to be dealt with justly, and the opinion of the public will continue to be taken into consideration.
Characters involved were people of high profile in the spirits industry and generally in Dominica. The deceased particularly was deemed to be a man of very high esteem and high repute in the Sufria's custody area. He contributed significantly to lives individually and collectively according to the residents of that area. And therefore, just on an emotional point of view, one would expect naturally for the residents of Sufria and Scottsdale to be very interested in the matter. And of course, there are other elements involving the matter that is of great concern to Dominica, particularly in respect to the sale of citizenship and so on and so forth. So the public wanting to know about the matter is natural. However, the law provides for a judge, even a magistrate, to exercise a discretion. And when a judge, as in this case, would have exercised his discretion, he would give reasons as to why he would want the matter to be held in camera. Of the decision of the judge, when I do, should you be still interested in discussing the matter, then we could have a conversation about it. But based on what I've heard from your callers thus far, it appears that this is what the public wanted, that bail didn't be denied to the applicants in this matter.
Attorney-at-law Joshua Francis. The Dominica Cycling Association is calling on the general public to support and attend its second road race of the 2024 season on Sunday, April 21st, 2024 from 9 a.m. Starting from Marboyd's Bar, the race begins and will feature two round trips to Layou for road racers and a single round trip to Layou for the mountain bikers. Registration for cyclists starts at 8 a.m. A fun ride will be included before the race from 8:30 to 8:50 for casual riders, including young children. All cyclists must wear a helmet in order to participate. Acting Public Relations Officer for the Dominica Cycling Association, Garen Ducre, is urging motorists to be extremely cautious and considerate and to follow the directives of the police and designated personnel as they share the road during the event.
The Dominica Cycling Association invites the general public to its second road race of the 2024 cycling season. The events to be hosted on Sunday, April 21st from 9 o'clock at Marboyd's Bar will feature two round trips to Layou for road racers and a single round trip to Layou for the mountain bikers. Registration starts at 8 a.m. A fun ride will be included before the race from 8:30 to 8:50 for casual riders, including young children and health enthusiasts. All cyclists must wear a helmet in order to participate. Motorists are urged to be extremely cautious and considerate, following the directives of the police and designated personnel as they share the road during the event.
Acting Public Relations Officer for the Dominica Cycling Association, Garen Ducre. Efforts to reset the National Association of Youth in Agriculture, NAYA, are ongoing, says Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, with specific responsibility for development of community agro-enterprises, Ms. Lakia Joseph. Ms. Joseph explained that her meeting with 23 agro-entrepreneurs on April 10, 2024 was a fruitful one. She says the meeting focused on youth involvement in agriculture, laying the foundational steps to re-establish NAYA and to plan the upcoming Youth in Agriculture Symposium. Talks of financing opportunities and the involvement of youth in agricultural decision-making processes also took place.
The key topics for discussion included financing and funding opportunities, the involvement of youth in agricultural decision-making processes, and the strategic direction for enhancing youth participation in agriculture. We discussed the involvement of youth in agriculture and how we can incorporate youth in the agricultural sector as we speak. As I reiterated to them, I think the youth is the present generation for agriculture in Dominica, and it would really depend on us to take agriculture from where it is to where it needs to be. And that way we will include innovative ideas, futuristic machinery and processes, etc. And just to get the youth more involved in agriculture, because agriculture is changing from the land, the soil and the sun to sheltered agriculture, hydroponics, aquaponics.
Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Ms. Lakia Joseph. Speaking to media on Thursday, Director of Public Prosecution Sherman Dalrymple says her team, which consists of Special Prosecutor Keith Scotland, State Attorney Dana Matthew, and State Attorney Marie-Pierre-Louis, will disclose the evidence against the accused murderers Jonathan Lehrer and Robert Snyder Jr. by June 18, 2024. She said paper committal bundles will be presented by July 2024, and her team expects the matter to be addressed in the September High Court Assizes. DPP Dalrymple said she was confident that Jonathan Lehrer's application for bail would have been denied as he did not meet the requirements for bail. According to the Bail Act of 2020, Part 2 of the Right to Bail, Section 7, Subsection 1, it says, where a defendant is charged with or convicted of an offense of A, murder, B, treason, C, drug trafficking, D, any offense under the Firearms Act of 2011 punishable by a term of imprisonment of 5 years or more, or E, kidnapping, abduction, robbery or rape, or F, terrorism or terrorism-related offense, the court shall not grant bail to that defendant unless it is satisfied that appropriate circumstances exist to justify the granting of bail.
In matters of that nature, from my experience, when bail is not granted at the first instance, where there is a change of circumstance and it is an application is brought before the court, another application can be made. But usually it's when there is a change of circumstance. We expect to have the matter in the September session because we go back to court to present paper committal bundles in July. And we have up until when the order was that we are to disclose by the 18th of June our evidence against the accused. The strength of the evidence, the public interest test also, the sentence that will be given in a matter of that nature. We have to understand that an allegation at this stage, the evidence is a very serious and heinous murder. We have to remember that we now have legislation governing bail, and the legislation lays down the requirements and what an applicant has to prove to be granted bail.
And that was Director of Public Prosecutions, Shoma Dalrymple. You're tuned in with Q95 News. The World Food Programme has informed the media that famine is imminent in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, and the entire population of Gaza is facing crisis levels of food insecurity or worse, according to the new Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Report released on Thursday. In Gaza's two northern governorates, where around 300 people remain trapped, famine is expected to arrive between now and May. The famine threshold for acute food insecurity has already been far exceeded, while acute malnutrition among children below 5 years is proceeding at record pace towards the second famine threshold. Non-trauma mortality, the final famine indicator, is accelerating, but data remains limited, as is typical in war zones. Overall, the new report shows that 1.1 million people in Gaza, half of the population, have completely exhausted their food supplies and coping capacities and are struggling with catastrophic hunger and starvation. This is the highest number of people ever recorded as facing catastrophic hunger by the IPC system, and double the number in IPC Phase 5 just 3 months ago. Open quote. People in Gaza are starving to death right now. The speed at which this man-made hunger and malnutrition crisis has ripped through Gaza is terrifying, end quote, said WFP Executive Director Cindy McCain. Original Bouillon star Derek Ra Peters calls on all major promoters and sponsors in Dominica to promote or improve their perspective for Dominica artists and music bands in Dominica, as many of them have proved their worth and headline shows outside of the country. Peters explained that too many times regional and international artists are the ones properly compensated for their musical service at shows and festivals here. The Bouillon star says this must come to an end, as Bouillon music is penetrating even further now than its original marketing reach, which he initiated with members of the then WCK band from the 1980s.
It's just like a rip-off and taking a free ride on the musicians' hard work, you know, because you could give them next to nothing, and you have foreigners, which I don't have a problem with foreigners coming in. Then they get the meat, and we get you know, dry bones. We need to get some of the meat, you know, because now it's we staying here. It's we that patronizing the markets, we that you supporting the fishermen, you know, the farmers, you know, going to the supermarket here, you know, they benefit from us, but now they give us nothing. That need to be looked at, you know, to really grow the industry the way it's supposed to. And I mean training, you know, for the engineers, and, you know, because we have so many sound systems here, right? And we don't have enough trained people, because we have some of the best sound systems here right now. A lot of people make some investments in there, but now is the manpower, you know, the resources we need to really, you know, improve on that, the human resource, we need to improve on that, definitely.
Bouillon star Derek Ra Peters. St. Lucia, Antigua and Barbuda and Grenada jointly occupied third place in the Henley & Partners 2024 Global Citizenship Program Index among some 100 countries. Malta nabbed the top spot, followed by Austria in the index, which evaluates various factors. They include quality of life, visa-free travel, investment prerequisites, compliance measures, residency requirements, relocation flexibility, transparency and reputation. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Philippe J. Pierre had stoutly defended the integrity of St. Lucia's Citizenship by Investment program. This is Q95 News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has repeated calls for de-escalation in the Middle East after an apparent Israeli strike on Iran. Speaking from a G7 meeting in Italy, Blinken says Washington was not involved in any offensive operation, two U.S. officials told the BBC's U.S. partner CBS News that an Israeli missile struck Iran overnight. Tel Aviv has not officially commented.
On the first question, the reports that you've seen, I'm not going to speak to that, except to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on, what the G7 is focused on, and again, it's reflected in our statement and in our conversation, is our work to de-escalate tensions, to de-escalate from any potential conflict. You saw Israel on the receiving end of an unprecedented attack, but our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict, and that remains our focus. Again, I'm not going to speak to anything other than to say we were not involved in any offensive operations.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Attorney Joshua Francis opined on Justice Colin Williams's denying bail from jail to accused Jonathan Lehrer and Robert Snyder Jr. Read the alleged murder of Daniel Langua and Dominic Martin. St. Lucia, Antigua and Barbuda and Grenada jointly occupied third place in the Henley & Partners 2024 Global Citizenship Program Index among some 100 countries. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. was not involved in any offensive operation or in any apparent Israeli strike on Iran.
Only on Q90.
And has been repeatedly calling for de-escalation in the Middle East. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I am Richie Farrell. Up next, the weather update.